Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough. Keep the faith. Get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, every soul. This is Christopher Rudy for Cosmic Love on June 30th, 2012. This is a show today on health freedom and global freedom in the spirit of 1776. So we got a lot of health freedom issues in the news this last week. The new healthcare reform switcheroo with via the Supreme Court and what that means. We'll be discussing that. This is a call-in show. You can call in if you'd like to discuss it. I've got several articles specifically on the subject with graphics, and it's been a real project this last week, you know, just doing a insight and overview on the whole healthcare issue, constitutional issues with state rights. I've got an article on what's going on with the legislative situation with the Supreme Court, Citizens United case, where they are allowing unlimited corporate money flood into election of states to influence the legislators that fit the corporatocracy agenda. Understanding the corporatocracy goes into that in the articles, you know, the basically what's going on with the former robber barons who have now, you might say, behind the scenes created and merged conglomerates of giant corporations, and how that's all related to what's going on with our laws right now and the health care and just basically what's going on with the political scene. Now, I prefer to take the high ground on this and look at what's going on with the apolitical scene, you might say, the non-political aspects of the spirit that matters. And what's going on through the end of 2012, I have several articles there that I've linked. And this is on the show page, Cosmic Love. Specifically, the issue of that I linked in that one of those first paragraphs there. Let me pull it up right here. Yeah, this 2012 countdown and 2012 electromagnetic shift. The last couple of weeks, you know, focusing in on what's going on with the energetic shift, you know, the science. What's going on with galactic alignment, our solar system, the galactic field. If you've listened to former shows, you know what I'm talking about in that regard. But how this relates to this energetic shift, this cosmic shift of Earth's morphogenic grid as it relates to our solar system galaxy, how it relates to the morphic grids of consciousness, and what this 2012 electromagnetic shift is going to look like through the end of 2012. There's one article that I've provided here, The Ascent of Nonlinear Perception. It goes into this energetic shift in consciousness and how consciousness is going nonlinear, as in thinning of the veil, and what that means, the understanding of that. Now, it's science-oriented, and it's got some concepts that, for a linear mind, this nonlinear stuff may be a little bit abstract, but metaphorically, you know, it's like the difference between air and earth, you know. Linear concepts are more earthy, down to earth, you know, person with their feet on the grounds, and there's person with their head on the head in the clouds, you know, air. So this earth, air, as above, so below, understanding that there is nonlinear perception, like as in airy, you know, the expression airhead in extreme. You've always had the people with their feet on the grounds and the people with their head in the clouds. That expression was used by my father and grandfather. It was a common expression. You know, the guy's got his head in the clouds, which is to say, from their perspective, which is largely farmers, and, you know, very practical, down-to-earth construction-type guys, that, you know, from their perspective, you know, this head-in-the-cloud stuff, you know, it just does not compute. Well, so it is with what's going on through the end of 2012. It just does not compute to a lot of people who are more, so to speak, down-to-earth, rather than having a free and open mind with the type of imagination that can conceive, believe, and achieve concepts of an in-depth nature. Now, the opposite of that concept is what's called a paradigm paralysis. It's also known as corporate burnout. You know, people that are in stressful, really stressful jobs of any kind, you know, for 2 years max, and pretty much, you know, some of their circuits start to fry. Paradigm paralysis. Their paradigm's narrow. And you might say they're down to earth in a practical way to get done what they need to get done. But the concept of being open and free-minded and being able to think for yourself out of the box, that's the concept of the quickening that's going on through 2012 with the energetics of the planet, with the electromagnetic shift of energies, the morphogenic grid of Earth as relates to the morphic energies of our solar system galaxy and just what's going on an atomic, cellular, DNA, energetic level of torus fields within fields within fields. Now, this concept of torus fields, how they're all connected from an atomic to galactic level, how the new science on this shows, as you may have seen in the Thrive movie, it gets into torus fields and the understanding of these torus fields and how they're all connected. But that concept, that understanding of how everything is connected is something we're going to go into a little bit today. It's actually it's the all-connected principle. And the great liberator of the people of India, you know, Mahatma, the great soul Mahatma Gandhi, once said that, "I cannot be leading a religious life unless I identified myself with the whole of mankind, and that I could not do unless I took part in politics. The whole gamut of man's activities today constitutes an indivisible whole. You cannot divide social, economic, political, and purely religious work into watertight compartments." So that's the all-connection principle. It's all connected. You can't really divide them into compartments. It's all related to what's going on with the energetic shift, as above, so below, on Earth as in heaven. What's going on with the energetic shift of the energy field, the morphic field, and how this affects consciousness. And this process of the morphing of consciousness is really to morphing beyond linear lockstep, left brain, letter of the law, you know, down-to-earth consciousness that is not open to the right brain, spherical, intuitive, nonlinear spirit of the law. So you've got the letter of the law and you've got the spirit of the law. You've got people that have their feet on the grounds and sometimes anchor very well the spirit that matters, the spirit of the law. And sometimes you have people that have their head in the clouds, so to speak, and get ideas and have visions and are the seers and dream dreams and see how good things could be, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, who really are practical and have their feet on the ground. Sometimes it's just the opposite with both of them. Point is that to be well anchored with your feet on the ground, head in the clouds, and your right and left hand are balanced, just as the left and right brain, you know, are balanced with love and action, just like the left and right brain are balanced with linear and nonlinear spirit that matters. All this connected, connecting the dots, the law of connection, this all connected principle really embraces the full spectrum of what's going on politically, economically, socially. And I do this, I mix these issues together in the articles that I've written. And that mixing of contentious political issues with the significance of galactic cosmic events and spiritual coordinates on Earth as in heaven, that's a stretch for a lot of people. But I didn't make up this stuff. I mean, it really is an amazing mix of what's going on in the collective consciousness of humanity right now, because it's shifting. And stuff that just ain't right is coming to the surface to be transmuted, you know, dealt with, recognized, and otherwise consciously dispatched, you know, with a conscience. So the currency of conscience is really defining the next economy. And it's the abundance of conscience, conscientious common sense, unity conscience, whatever you want to call it. It's that abundance that's going to create the abundant life, love on Earth, etc. So, you know, I don't mean to sound like a broken record and all that, but, you know, that's kind of where I'm coming from. So what I'm saying with all this is the reason I'm writing about this, well, number one, I can't think of anything better to do, and I've always been a kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not kind of guy. I mean, I've always really liked, I loved stories about, you know, what's really going on, no matter how bizarre it really is. Tend to write about that now, but I'm also a science guy and a metaphysician guy, and I've got a long history discovering the cosmic link between science and spirituality. That's always fascinated me. That's the believe it or not thing to me, how they're linked in amazing ways, science and spirituality. So this is where 2012 Love Unveiled comes in. That's one of the articles I provided to look at. 2012 Cosmic Love Unveiled. Actually, that's an article that is not only on. That link might be to a Facebook page. you have Facebook. And I've also provided that link above. Let's see. I've got that correct. Yeah, that'll go right to the page that works. And I also have a Facebook page on that. And I've asked you in one of those articles, and that is if you want it, and if you haven't yet, and if you're not receiving my newsletter, Insights on 2012 Love Unveiled, which is a series of articles that link a lot of this bizarre Ripley's Believe It or Not stuff. If you're interested, you can sign in for that for an in-depth free report, and I provided that link at 2012 Love Unveiled. And there's also a Facebook address on that, and I've put up a Facebook page specifically on this subject. And I provided a link to that in one of those articles also. And if you go to that page, if you can go to that page, it's at www.facebook.com/breakthroughselfcare. And that breakthrough self-care, that subject really is dealing with core issues for global holistic healing, social, politically, and economically. Like I say, I mix it all up. So that may interest you, and if you would click on that, if you go to that page, it would help. I need help doing this because I'm doing a change name. I had the name before was Breakthrough Self-Care. It's supposed to be changing to 2012 Love Unveiled, and that's one of the ways you can do it with Facebook is people click on that like image, they convert it over. So I'm going to go more into this understanding of what's going on with this energy shift. I mean, it's... Heaven knows it's the divine destiny of human evolution to provide good stewardship to this platform of evolution we call Earth. And those who consecrate their sacred conscience to this process, you know, linking the light for unity conscience, this new conscientious common sense, these are the ones who are fulfilling their own divine destiny in the larger scheme of soul evolution. I mean, that's what we do. You know, we get our act together and we help others get our act together, and this is all a process of individual and collective soul conscious evolution. So, as I said, I'm kind of a Ripley's Believe It or Not guy, and I really mix it up in some of the articles I provided. Some people don't like to go into politics that much, understanding what's the cause behind the cause of the way things are politically, because it's so much of a bottomless pit. The more you go into it, the deeper you go into the deep stuff. You know, the deep. Let's just say deep crap. And so, my pure intention is to really an upward spiral. But a lot of people say, well, you know, you're just talking about this airy fairy love stuff, and I'm, you know, and part of holistic healing is, and people ask me this, you know, don't you have to deal and come out of denial of the problem if you heal the problem? It's like the creative problem solving process. First you define the problem, and then you do the brainstorming on what the problem is, and you come up with, you know, a common sense solution, ideally. So that's why I've gone into and mixed up, you know, the social, political, economic stuff with the spirituality aspects of a vision of virtue and valor for the victory of higher conscience, conscious evolution, you know, universal love, whatever you want to call it. I think a lot of people are there now, too. They're interested in, you know, how best to be an electrode themselves of, you know, in your heart of hearts, you know, where common sense dwells, you might say. And I'm really talking about, you know, that Taurus field that's all connected to the web of light and life that connects every cell, DNA transceiver with every heart's white fire core, you know, the center of every heart, you know, that white hole, black hole, like it's the center of the galaxy whereby everything is connected with an instant everywhere intelligence of the heart. And I really believe that, you know, the great central sun at the heart of our galaxy, you know, has an intelligence and an energy, a light, you might say, and just like light, laser light can carry, you know, thousands of telephone conversations digitized with TV transmissions or whatever, YouTube videos or whatever. there's light. There's an intelligence in light that really connects, you know, every atom, cell, heart center, you know, sun center, galactic sun center, you know, in the galaxy. So what I'm saying is that, you know, there's a method to universe. God has methods. The universe is the body of God, and every atom, cell, and heart center, from sentient life to galactic nebula, it's all connected in this ocean of vibrational actuality that we subjugate as reality. So, you know, again, there's torus fields within torus fields, that understanding, you know, worlds without end, how it's all connected, the connection principle, you know, to this unity conscience or unity consciousness. A lot of people are wising up to that's what's really going on right now. So all sentient life on Earth is connected with this intelligence in a vast array of intelligence, you might say, a vast web of light and consciousness that has, as Earth, you know, itself, has provided a brilliant platform for the evolution of humans. So you've got this process going on. The divine destiny of human evolution, I believe, is to provide a model of good stewardship for all life on Earth, you know, to be stewards of this, of Earth, like a garden. And serving as, you know, and serving the creator of creation as co-creators in the eternal progression of conscious evolution of, by, and for all life on Earth. You know, it's like our declaration of independence from all that is less than light. So for true devotees of freedom and patriots of this process, this requires, naturally, evolutionary ascent of one's own conscientious common sense. You know, this unity conscience, as the veil thins and more people are basically waking up to gifts of the Holy Spirit, you know, of how it's all connected, it's pretty much going to come around to, you know, either we all hang together or we're going to hang separately. And the really prime directive is basically to get our act together, like as the united sovereigns of Earth. So, I mean, ask yourself, is it true that human solutions to human problems often compound our human problems? In other words, do you see how that is happening in the world with a lot of our institutions? And are you aware that the inordinate love of power of the few power elite in these major social, political, and economic institutions has really complicated the issue of global holistic healing? Most people would say that's a big duh, as in dumb and conscious of heartless. You know, of course, you know, it, you know, should be a self-evident truth that we've got a few, and the name of their own ownership and control and wealth and power, who have been suppressing, you know, free energy technologies for 100 years, law-based economics for 100 years, going into the Federal Reserve Bank, and going on and on and on, all these social, political, and economic institutions that have been inverted, subverted, and perverted by a few people who own and control pretty much, you know, the corporate armies, and most of us, you know, like we have found the enemy and he is us, in the sense that most of us are foot soldiers in the corporate armories, or many of us are. And sometimes, you know, the corporations we serve are benevolent, and most of them are small businesses that are benevolent and survive through service to others. But then you've got these mega giant conglomerates that have concentrated wealth and power, with one interest being is ongoing more and more wealth and power, and this has created a culture clash, you might say. You know, the 1% versus the 90%, all the stuff about the Occupy movement, that's what it's really about. And it's coming to the point where that will be no more, because there will be sufficient people of influence and good conscience among the 99% who basically And as a collective consciousness, this is what's happening through the end of 2012. This is the momentum. This is what I see as a finger on the pulse of the collective consciousness. This is what's going on with more and more people becoming aware that our awareness is all connected, and that the power of love in the 99% is greater than the love of power of the 1%. And really, that's the realization. It's really that simple. To the extent the 99% fulfill or otherwise accept and recognize and harmonize and otherwise align with the power of love, call it higher power, it will naturally neutralize all that's less than love, you know, the love of power, the inordinate love of power. Some would say 1%, some would say 0.001%. In other words, there's just very few that really have a grasp that they're quickly losing. I mean, their time is short, and their recalcitrance is great, you might say. But this is what's going on. And I'm going to go into this a little bit more. I thought I'd take a little station break. This is Christopher Ree with Cosmic Love, June 30th, 2012. And this is a call-in show if you'd like to call in. It's a talk show. I talk a lot, and it certainly is open. I'm making it open for anyone that would like to discuss this more. I'd like to kind of focus on this, you know, keeping it light as far as how more light, life, and love, the energy, vibrational shift, consciousness shift, good things happening that are really changing everything, changing the vibrational standard in the collective consciousness from a fear-based matrix to a faith-based matrix. You might say from the changing it from faithless fear to fearless faith. It's like this is the shift that's going on. In the 99%, the collective consciousness, 99%, whether you say it's the 99.999%, you know, there is a shift going on there. And I get this validation, and I've written about it somewhat in these articles, but there is a massive multiple perspective overview of this that I can, you know, and putting my finger on the pulse in the numerous news feeds I've got on this subject, I can see what's going on. There's the science. I go into it more in the articles, and you can read about that on your own. So if you'd like to call in, that's fine. Otherwise, I'm going to be talking about what's going on in this process. And I'm also doing this for the archives. I'm doing this so that people calling in, coming in for the archives later, and to basically read about this understanding of what's going on through the end of 2012, these last 6 months, and understand more of the science of it and more of the different applications that we will see arise with global holistic healing and free energy technologies, and specifically universal self-care, what that will look like, universal health care, universal self-care online, free for everyone, what that would look like for everyone on Earth, how easy it is to set that up, and things like that. This is, you know, people want to see how good things can be, and with vision, the people thrive, and without vision, the people perish, etc. So I'm putting it out the best I can. I'm always looking for other sources, information that are really very specific on now, the understanding of how things are changing all over the world and what it's looking like with new models of wholeness and healing. So I'm into finding these things and sharing them. I've included a lot of information in this regard in the articles that I provided on the Cosmic Love webpage for the show. So I could go more into this collective correspondence, what's going on politically, economically, these days. The articles I've provided, I have links, numerous links that get into spiritual aspect of what's going on. And specifically, you can read about the times we're in now. There's an article, harcom.org/timenow.htm, and it's a capital T and a capital N on time now. But it's got the graphics and quotes from Eckhart Tolle and also from Ram Dass, for those who are been around and remember Ram Dass and considered him a spiritual luminary here back 30 years ago. Interesting stuff from both of them. There's articles like this I'm providing, the one on nonlinear perception. If you have a chance to read that, people that are more science-oriented and want to know what's going on more with this energetic shift, this 2012 big shift. And that links into the article on the electromagnetic shift and what's going on there. It gives a little of my background, the different fields I've been studying, and people I've been having on my radio talk show the last several years have been giving more information in depth on the subject. One of the most amazing people I found with an understanding of this nonlinear perception is Terrence McKenna. And at that article on nonlinear perception, I have a YouTube video that's just a couple minutes. And some quotes from Terrence McKenna and some other links from Terrence McKenna that are really quite extraordinary. If you have a chance to tune into what he's talking about and other experts' information, quotes, links I provided in this article, it may be a stretch, like I say, for a more of a left-brain, linear, in-the-box view of reality, but I can't think of anything better to do than give people a little insight into what this consciousness shift is going to look like. And that goes into it in depth, and I think a lot of you will find that interesting. So I'm also going to emphasize, if you have a chance to look at it, that article on called 2012 Countdown, and I wanted to mention that. That's going into what's going on economically and politically behind the scenes of our federal government and how it's affecting state governments and how it's affecting our sovereignty, our core freedoms, our sovereignty. So this is the way to celebrate the 4th of July, is to really champion the flame of freedom that our founding fathers were really into. And I mean, we're an intelligent civilization. We're not like, you know, the primitive level of civilization and culture at the time of the founding of the, you know, with the Declaration of Independence, the founding of the nation. You know, we don't have a horse and buggy. Society anymore. We still have a horse and buggy legislative system that really denies the instant, everywhere, interactive capabilities of modern communications. However, you know, people are more intelligent in many ways, and many people can see through. I mean, we have the kind of luxury, basically, even in a very modest level of Americans, have a level of luxury that would be considered, you know, that of kings during the, you know, 1700s or even 1800s. So a lot of people have the type of intelligence that they can read this stuff and think for themselves, and realize what's really going on, the big picture, in terms of our social, political, and economic institutions. There's some cartoons there. There's some graphics. So if you get a chance, read 2012 and Countdown. And I'll provide that link there on the Cosmic Love homepage. And there's a lot there. And there's links, numerous links, articles. If you don't read anything more than the cartoons, I think you'd probably find them interesting. Yeah. Anyway, so I wanted to reference one more time what I'm doing right now with this 2012 Love Unveiled, that the link that I provided you and that information. I'm going to be doing an ongoing series like this radio talk show, or I'm linking the light and getting into keynote breakthroughs that are going on in public understanding of issues like free energy technology, implementation of it. And it's more and more it's coming out in the mainstream media, all kinds of breakthroughs for cars that run on water and free energy right out of the ethers, you know. And but the subject of disclosure of, as in the movie Thrive, for those who have seen the Thrive movie or haven't, I highly recommend you do. It gets into this free energy technology understanding, and it's all over the internet with YouTube videos. You can watch the Thrive movie for free. There's all kinds of excerpts on the free energy technology. Full disclosure of this technology will go right along in 2012 through the end of the year with full disclosure of what's really behind crop circles. What's the real story there? Who are they that have been, you know, like watching us like reality TV for the ETs to see how collective consciousness is going to pop, you know, across the planet? I mean, this is really what we're looking at in 2012. It's happening more and more. I mean, this is one of the biggest shows in this sector of the universe. When I say that, it's what's going on Earth right now is very unique in the intergalactic scheme of things. And we'll be seeing more of that. There's more people waking up to that. Some people are real clear on it and how it's happening and have just a very highly intuitive knowing of that it's all in divine order and it's harmoniously transmuting, transcending, bringing up all that's less than light for transmutation with the Holy Spirit of love and actions, that spirit that really blesses and releases, you know, all that's less than light. And this is what enlightened netizens of the world do with their own thoughts. As negative stuff comes up, they bless and release it. You know, they don't go there. You know, dear God, take me out of this entire situation. I shall not be moved. I mean, you know, it's in divine order. You know, thoughts have wings. And you think we have a surveillance society now, in a negative sense, but no one thinks about the surveillance society we have in a very positive sense of that we're being monitored, you know, by off-planet sources. If you had any idea what's going on with the ships and intelligences and the what's, you know, monitoring Earth and gently nudging us along with crop circle signs and symbols and so that this awakening process can be harmonious, it's just amazing. And a lot of people understand that it is in divine order and that it is progressing in a organic way, you might say. The light is growing and all that, you know, light brings up all that's in like and self. It always has and exposes it and it just, you know, basically holds the balance for all, you know, all that's less in light. More light, you know, less darkness. It's just, you know, the physics of the thing. So this is where science meets spirituality. It's what's going on in everyone's consciousness right now. A lot of people are, you know, having flashes of insights and understanding, deja vu, all kinds of gifts of the Holy Spirit. I network with a lot of people that uncanny stuff is going on. And there is a serendipity or a synchronicity in all that's this going on in the collective consciousness that's not causing the shift. It's really responding to the light that's coming in. It's like a harmony with the shift. It's like a resonance with it. It's a resonance with a higher frequency or a higher vibration or a higher consciousness of a higher power, etc. And so, you know, I wanted to basically bear witness to this flame of freedom in through July 4th, 2012, that this is the authentic spirit of evolution revolution, you know, the revolution in higher consciousness that has been prophesied and it's been progressing, it's been accelerating. More people are waking up. Some people are waking up to contempt, you know, kind of anger at, you know, how things are all screwed up that they never really thought about or saw before. But all blame in that regard is off base. Love is for giving. Forgiving, bless, seal, and release, and embrace how good things can be, what role you can have in making it happen, how to create a better world, how to basically bless, heal, seal, and bless and release all its less than light, and heal with all that is of the light, and the whole thing of healing and wholeness and holistic health and holy consciousness. They're all from the same word derivative. The word whole, healthy, holistic, holographic are from the word, Anglo-Saxon word how, which means sound or whole. And of course, when you're of sound body and mind, the whole or Holy Spirit dwells within, and this is what's going on increasingly in the collective consciousness. And it's not going to happen all at once. Boom, everyone's going to have it. It's a progressive thing, and some will, some won't. So what next? And the waking process increases, and more people basically are getting it and becoming electrodes of the light, you might say, and the whole thing of paying it forward, you know, pass it on, pay it forward, you know, care to share what you've learned with people of like interests. And actually, you know, we're all like interests in the highest regard. We all basically share, you know, the love of God, a God of love, you know, unless you're really stuck in a bad place. You know, humanity, you know, kind men among mankind, you know, share that frequency of loving kindness. This is how the meek shall inherit the earth. You know, kind men among mankind. We're winning from the beginning, and we'll be winning in the end, which is a new beginning. We're by love rules. So God wins in the end. Love wins in the end. Here's to your vision of virtue and valor for the victory, whereby your pure intention and focused attention of love's retention will empower your conscious ascension into the common sense dimension of greater love, more light, life, love, easier and faster. So I wanted to thank everyone for listening. I'm going to do a wrap. You've probably heard enough of me. You've got plenty to look at with the article links I provided. If you're interested, I look forward to having a guest here in a couple weeks. Look forward to talking with you then. Call in or otherwise. I'm glad you listened, and grateful for your presence. So we'll see you in a couple weeks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I have enjoyed giving it. There is a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with cosmic love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how cosmic love works. Pay attention, because attention pays in ways that make cosmic love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of cosmic love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of cosmic love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of cosmic love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of cosmic love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where lightworkers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of cosmic love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that cosmic love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.